Every chess player has his or her own style. Russian Vladimir Kramnik likes to take bathroom breaks during matches. That got him in some trouble 5 years ago, remembers mathematician Kenneth Regan.
There was this horrible scandal in October 2006, an accusation of cheating at the World Championship match that's at the very highest level.
Kramnik won the match in dramatic fashion, coming back against tall odds. But he was accused of using a computer while in the bathroom. The scandal became known as Toiletgate. Kramnik forcefully denied the allegations, but how could he prove it? Regan says a cloud of suspicion descended on the grandmaster after his final moves were revealed to match the suggestions of two widely used computer chess programs, Fritz and Ribka.
Of those 32 moves, 29 of them match Fritz and 30 of them match Ribka. Those are both over 90%. So to the layperson, that sounds like obviously, yeah, the guy must be having high coincidence with the computer.
But many of Kramnik's moves were forced, meaning there was no other move he could make to either stay in the game or not lose game pieces. Regan then ran a statistical analysis of Kramnik's optional moves that showed he simply chose the right ones, while his opponent made questionable decisions.
So in a sense, it statistically exonerates Kramnik. It explains his high coincidence, especially in the latter stage of that game.
But Regan didn't stop with that match. Sitting at a computer in his University at Buffalo office, four simultaneous games are playing out in front of him.
This is, in fact, a game from the 1937 World Championship match when Alexander Aljochin regained his title.
It's just one of more than 200,000 now in his database.
I'm recording the computer's numerical opinions of the various moves. So here the computer is saying White's best move is to push the king pawn forward, e6, a sacrifice that the Dutch player Max Erve evidently didn't notice.
The computer will eventually observe nearly all possible chess moves. From there, future matches can be analyzed and scrutinized. But Regan admits his methods are not definitive. Skeptics say it raises the specter of cheating where there may be none. This controversy plays out on internet message boards, which Regan checks often.
So first comment is, Anonymous said, now tournament directors can fight back and know who the suspicious characters are and whom to target for extra surveillance before the players even arrive. Okay, that's a paranoid remark.
There's also the charge that technology and deep statistical analysis makes the game something different than two people around a board trying to outsmart each other. Regan's an avid chess player himself, and while he admits the game's changed, he says his methods don't suck the spirit out of chess.
That's been done already by the fact that computers are better than we are.
For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.